Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. King Dollar, The Past and Future of the World's Dominant Currency is a nonfiction book by economic journalist Paul Blustein that examines why the U.S. dollar remains the central currency in global finance and how durable that position is likely to be. Blustein combines historical narrative with policy analysis to trace the dollar's rise from early international acceptance to its post-war dominance, then evaluates modern pressures such as debt, sanctions, digital currencies, and geopolitical rivalry. The book is not a technical economics text, but a clear and accessible account of the dollar system for readers who want to understand how reserve currencies actually work and why they matter. Its purpose is both explanatory and cautionary. It argues that the dollar's supremacy is deeply entrenched, while also warning that American policy choices can weaken the system if used carelessly. The result is a timely study of power, money, and global stability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the U.S. dollar became the backbone of international finance. Blustein begins from the historical fact that the dollar did not become dominant overnight. He traces its ascent through the interwar period, the disruptions of World War II, and the Bretton Woods settlement that made the dollar the anchor of the post-war monetary order. This history matters because it shows that currency dominance is not simply a matter of national size. It depends on trust, liquidity, political stability, and the willingness of others to use one currency as a common reference point for trade, reserves, and settlement. The book uses this background to explain why the dollar displaced the pound and then remained central even after the fixed exchange rate regime ended. Rather than treating dominance as a mystery, Blustein presents it as the outcome of repeated institutional choices and historical contingency. That framing helps readers see the present system as something built over time, not a natural law that appeared fully formed. Secondly, why incumbency gives the dollar a powerful structural advantage. A major argument in the book is that the dollar benefits from the advantages of incumbency. Once a currency becomes the default medium for trade and reserves, it accumulates network effects that are hard for rivals to break. Banks, corporations, central banks, and traders already have deep infrastructure built around it, so switching costs are high and coordination problems are severe. Blustein emphasizes that global users prefer a currency that is liquid, widely accepted, and easy to hedge, all of which reinforce the position of the existing leader. This makes the dollar different from competitors that may be backed by large economies but lack the same institutional depth or global confidence. The point is not that the dollar is invulnerable, but that challengers face an enormous hurdle because they must replace an entire ecosystem, not just a unit of account. Blustein's treatment of incumbency is one of the book's most important contributions because it explains persistence without resorting to simplistic claims about American power alone. Thirdly, the dollar as a tool of sanctions and financial coercion. Another important dimension of the book is the geopolitical use of dollar dominance. Because much of the world's cross-border finance runs through dollar-based institutions and payment channels, the United States can use access to the financial system as a form of leverage. Blustein examines how sanctions have become a central instrument of American foreign policy and why they remain effective even when targeted states try to adapt. At the same time, he does not present sanctions as cost-free or automatically wise. A recurring concern is that the more often the United States weaponizes the dollar, the more incentive other states have to search for alternatives, however imperfect those alternatives may be. The book therefore treats sanctions as a test of responsible power. Dollar dominance gives Washington exceptional reach, but using that reach too aggressively can erode trust in the system. This balance between effectiveness and restraint is one of the book's central policy concerns and helps distinguish it from more celebratory accounts of American financial power. Fourthly, why rival currencies and digital alternatives have not yet displaced the greenback. Blustein addresses the many claims that the dollar is near collapse, whether from China's renminbi, cryptocurrencies, or newer digital payment systems. His analysis is careful rather than dismissive. He recognizes that these alternatives can matter in specific niches or as partial hedges against dependence on the dollar. But he argues that none yet matches the combination of scale, liquidity, rule-based institutions, and broad acceptance that supports the dollar's global role. A currency becomes a true reserve and transaction medium, not because it is technologically novel or politically appealing, but because users trust that they can move in and out of it efficiently in times of stress. That is still where the dollar has a decisive advantage. Blustein's discussion is valuable because it separates headline-grabbing predictions from the deeper institutional realities of global money. He shows that change is possible, but also that currency replacement is a slow process shaped by confidence, not hype. This makes the book especially relevant for readers trying to evaluate claims about de-dollarization. Lastly, the policy responsibilities that come with reserve currency power. The book's broader message is that the dollar's global role is not just an economic asset, but a governance burden. If the United States wants to preserve the privileges of issuing the world's principal currency, it must also maintain the conditions that make that currency credible. Blustein repeatedly returns to themes of fiscal discipline, monetary stability, and restraint in the use of financial power. A reserve currency depends on confidence that the issuing country will not recklessly undermine its own obligations or treat the system as disposable. This is why the book is as much about responsibility as it is about dominance. Blustein argues that America has benefited enormously from the dollar system, but that advantage can be sustained only if policymakers act with prudence. That framing gives the book a practical edge. It is not merely asking whether the dollar will remain dominant, but what kind of behavior is required to keep it that way. Readers interested in policy will find this the most consequential layer of the argument. In conclusion, King Dollar is best suited for readers who want a serious but accessible explanation of how the global monetary system works, especially policymakers, investors, business leaders, students of international relations, and general readers interested in economic power. Its value lies in combining historical context with present-day relevance, showing why the dollar became dominant and why that dominance has proved so difficult to dislodge. The book is especially useful for readers trying to make sense of debates about sanctions, debt, de-dollarization, and the rise of digital currencies, because it connects those debates to the deeper structure of international finance, rather than treating them as isolated headlines. What distinguishes it from many books on the dollar is its balanced tone. It neither predicts the imminent collapse of American monetary power nor treats the current system as guaranteed forever. Instead, it explains the institutions and habits that sustain dollar supremacy while highlighting the policy discipline required to preserve it. That combination of historical explanation, policy insight, and practical relevance makes it a strong entry in the literature on global finance. If you would like to support Paul Blustein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.